Okay, the second bracha of Birchas HaTorah. We spent last week discussing the first bracha. This week we will discuss the second bracha of Birchas HaTorah, and that is the bracha of Vaharevna. We explained in the past that there's a machlokas Rishonim, whether Vaharevna is its own bracha or whether it's part of the bracha of Lasok B'Divrei Torah. And this affects whether we say Vaharevna with a Vav or Harevna without a Vav. And I think in all of our Siddurim it probably says Vaharevna. And many point to the comments of the Arizal, who seems to say that you should answer Amen after Lasok B'Divrei Torah, but at the same time he says Vaharevna. If you're answering Amen, that indicates that the first bracha is separate. It's not together with Vaharevna. So the answer is probably that they are separate brachos, but they are also connected. So we call a bracha samach l'chaberta. The brachos 1 and 2 are connected to one another, and we'll discuss the connection later on. We find similar idea. For example, we say v'il Yerushalayim ircha. Yerushalayim ircha is the only bracha of Shemoneh Esrei besides v'malshinu that begins with the vav. Perhaps we'll explain why it begins with the vav when we get up to v'il Yerushalayim ircha. Who knows how many years that could be. But for now, we'll leave it as it is. Now, the brachos are connected, but they are reflecting different aspects of Talmud Torah. The first bracha is about the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, the learning of Torah itself, but Vaharevna and its conclusion of Hamalame Torah Le'amo Yisrael, that he teaches Torah to the Jewish people with tremendous zechus, tremendous merit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has taught us Torah and gave us the Torah, the ability to understand the Torah, to the point that Divrei Torah become beloved and sweet to us. There are a number of themes going on in this bracha, and we're going to try to show how they all kind of fit together, but this is the first understanding of Rashi. Rashi and Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph, where Birchas HaTorah is discussed, says, Ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu, that Hashem should make it sweet, Ya'arvu Aleinu La'asok Behem Mi'ahava, that Hashem should make the Torah sweet so that we can learn it with love. That's how Rashi understands Ha'arevna Hashem Elokeinu. The Torah should be made sweet so we can learn Torah out of love. Now, what's Rashi coming to explain? Now, we've heard of the Bnei Yisachar before. The Bnei Yisachar, besides his famous work on Chassidus, on the months of the year and the holidays, wrote a commentary on Maseches Brachos called the Magid Taluma. So the Magid Taluma explains that Rashi is bothered by the Nusach of the Bracha of asking that Torah should be sweet. So ask the Bnei Yisachar, isn't that Almanas the Kabbal Pras? Are we asking Hashem that we should be rewarded for learning Torah? No, what does that mean? We don't serve Hashem so things should be nice and sweet. Aren't we using Torah then for personal gain? What, we should learn Torah so things should be sweet? No. So therefore, he's forced to explain that Rashi understands here that we're asking for Torah to be enjoyable, not only just so it could be enjoyable, but it should be enjoyable so that we can learn Torah out of Avas Hashem, learn Torah out of our love for Hashem, and this will give Nachas Ruach, this will give Nachas, this will give pleasure to Hashem that we're learning His Torah with so much love. The sweetness of Torah is a theme that is repeated often when dealing with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, HaNechmadim Mizav Mipaz Ravim Mesukim Midvash V'Nofa Sufim. The Torah should be as sweet as honey. Sweetness and Torah go together. Dvash V'chal of Tachas L'Shoneich. Torah should be sweet like milk and honey underneath your tongue. The idea of on Shavuos of having milk and ideas of honey and Torah and sweetness and things that all mix together all the time. Much of Tehillim Kuf Yates, what we know as the longest chapter of Tehillim, Tehillim 119, is all about the joy, the sweetness, the love, and the pleasure that comes through learning Torah. The Levush here on our Siman and Shulchan Aruch suggests that Birchas HaTorah shows that Torah is important and that it is enjoyable to you. This leads to a beautiful and a famous comment from the Degel Machane Ephraim. The Degel Machane Ephraim is the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. And in Parshas Beshalach, he quotes his grandfather Baal Shem Tov, who says that when we say that Eretz Yisrael was destroyed because they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah, so the Baal Shem Tov says, which Birchas HaTorah do they not recite? And the Baal Shem Tov says, it was the bracha of Vaharevna. meaning they said the first bracha of Lasak B'Divrei Torah. They said the last bracha, but they didn't say the bracha of HaRevna, the Torah should be sweet. And this, Mari Makam, this source is often quoted by Rav Asher Weiss, to the extent that we have to understand that Torah should be geshmak, it should be pleasurable, as he often quotes the comments of Rabbeinu Yonah and Pirkei Avos, lehishta she'abo, that we should have enjoyment, pleasure, love the learning of Torah. And the Degel Machane Ephraim explains the Baal Shem Tov as follows. Ki ha-Torah hu sod adam shalem. The Torah is the foundation of man. V'yeshba mayim mesukim mayim marim. Torah can be used for good and Torah can be used chas v'shalom for bad. V'tzarech lehispalel v'akeish zem eis Hashem. We have to daven to Hashem. Sheyitom b'tzoraso hamayim mesukim v'arevim. That we should have the enjoyable parts of Torah, the pleasurable parts of Torah, the sweetness of Torah. V'zeu birchas v'arevna. And this is the bracha of v'arevna. This all comes to a head in the, if not famous to you, what this should be famous, introduction to the Iglei Tal. The Rebbe of Sakachov, Rav Avram Bornstein, who was the father of the Shem Yishmuel, who is then, his son was the last Rebbe of Sakachov killed in the Holocaust. So Rav Avram Bornstein, who was the son-in-law of the Kutzker Rebbe, so he has his major work on responsa called the Avnei Ezer, and then his work on Hilchos Shabbos, on the Melachos of Shabbos called the Iglei Tal. Tal is Rosh Hatevos Lama Test 39. He never got to all 39, but he has a major sefer on Shabbos. In his Hagdama, he writes the following. It's worth it to learn the Hagdama just to say you learned the Hagdama of the Iglei Tal, but also to meditate on this and to think about this as often as we can. Umide divrei zachor eskar. I need to tell you something. Masha shamati kitzas b'nei adam. There are some people towing midarach haseichel who think that logically binyan lima Torah kadosha, and they have an opinion about learning Torah. V'amru ki halomeid u'mechadesh chidushim v'sameach misaneg b'limudo. A person who enjoys learning Torah, ein ze limra Torah kol kach l'shma. That's not Torah l'shma. What's Torah Lishma? What's the highest level of learning Torah? That you learn it even if you don't enjoy it. You just focus on doing the Ratzon Hashem and just doing the mitzvah of Liman HaTorah, but there's no personal pleasure or personal gain. That's what some people think. Right? I got to go to a shiur. I have to learn the sefer because that's what frum people do. And, you know, if I don't like learning, whatever, tough for me. But, you know, enjoying Torah is not part of learning Torah. Says the Iglei Tal, Aval halomeinu misaneg bilimudo hareze misare bilimudo gam hanas atzmo. A person who learns Torah is getting pleasure for himself. Ubemezet tos meforce. Some people who think that if you only get pleasure for yourself on learning, then that's wrong, that's a big mistake. Va'adaraba, on the contrary, kizehi ikar mitzvah sliman ha-Torah, the main part of learning Torah, liyos sas v'sameach u'misaneg, to rejoice and to take pleasure and to be happy, bilimudo, in your learning. V'az divrei Torah nivlon b'damo, and divrei Torah will be absorbed into your blood. U'ma'achar shenehna midivrei Torah, hu nasa davak b'Torah. And only when you enjoy Torah, and you get a geshmak out of Torah, then you will connect to Torah. Aval halomid l'shei mitzvah misaneg bilimudo hareza limud l'shma. There is no greater aspect of Torah l'shma than to learn and enjoy Torah. V'kulo kodesh gam hasaneg mitzvah, and that is the holiest form of taking pleasure of a mitzvah. So that is what we mean when we say v'harevna. When we ask Hashem in the second bracha of HaRevna, the Torah should be sweet, that we should get a geshmak out of learning, we should love learning, we should pull us in, it should draw us in, and we should come back to it again and again because we love learning Torah. Now, there is another approach, a few other approaches, and we'll discuss them very quickly right now. The Eliyahu Rabba is a commentator on the Levush, he's a Talmud of the Magen Avram, and he explains that La'asok b'divrei Torah refers to Amelus b'Torah, the effort we put into Torah, as we explained last time. He then continues and explains that after Amelus b'Torah, we will merit the sweetness of Torah, and Torah will no longer be a burden. If you put an effort to learning Torah, eventually it will become sweet. He quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tzadi Tes, and it says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Zamer b'chol yom, zamer b'chol yom. sing every day, sing every day. Meaning you should review your learning like a song that you sing over and over again, right? There's a new popular song. I'm not going to sing for anybody right now, but there's a new popular song, and you hum it in your head all the time, and you sing and you sing and you sing it. That's what your learning of Torah should be. Just constantly reviewing divrei Torah ideas, thoughts that you've come across. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Dimi, Maikra. What's the pasuk that teaches us this? It says in Mishlei, Nefesh amel amlalo, ki akaf alav pihu. That the hunger of the laborer labors for him, and the mouth presses upon him. Meaning that a person exhausts his mouth through reviewing, that a person's mouth is tired from reviewing and saying so many divrei Torah again and again and again. Hu amal b'makom zeh, v'toras omelos lo b'makom acher. That you will work for Torah in this world, and then the Torah will work for you in Olam Haba. Meaning if you work for Torah in this world, says the Gemara, then the Torah that you work for in this world will work on your behalf in the next world, and will make the it will help you in your learning of Torah in this world as well. Rabbeinu Manoach, on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, we quote Rabbeinu Manoach a number of times. He writes there in the Inyan of Birchas HaTorah in Perek Zayin in the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, and he says as follows, Sha'achar havanasim yulanu arevim mesukim, where after you understand the Torah will become sweet, v'nishkach kol ha'amel shamalenu behem, and then you'll forget all of the hard work that you put into it. And all the effort you put into learning will become pleasure at the end of the day. Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes in the Tzidkas HaTzadik, we've quoted from this Os before, the Tzadok HaKohen writes in the Tzidkas HaTzadik in Os Nun Tes. And he says that our tefillah is that by having Mesikas HaTorah, by having sweetness of Torah, it will increase our desire to learn Torah Lishma, and will become Lomdei Sarasecha. Not just learners, as we said last time, of Divrei Torah, nice ideas of Torah, but we will connect to actual, serious, deep understanding of the Torah itself. And that's Rav Tzadok's approach. The Lavush had explained before that the bracha is like a bracha charon on the learning of Torah from the day before, meaning the Torah we have already learned should be sweet to us, and we shouldn't forget it, even though we'll be learning more and tasting more Torah. We are davening that the Torah we have already should remain with us. What does that mean? If you have, let's say you have, you know, chicken for dinner with vegetables, and then you have, you know, chocolate cake for dessert, you're probably going to forget what the chicken tasted like, because the chocolate cake is so delicious and overpowering, you're going to forget what you tasted before. We ask Hashem is that whenever we learn Torah, it should remain sweet in our mouth. The sweetness, the taste should never go away. Nothing should overpower it. Just like you remember the last bite of cake, and the last sucking candy, and the last cookie, and all the sweet things you eat, you can taste them in your mouth as I'm talking, and those flavors come back to you. So, explains the Lavush, we're asking that the sweetness of Torah should remain with us, because sweet flavors always stick with us, and it always stays in the recesses of our minds. And that's what we ask for when it comes to Vaharevna. Again, all within the same theme as before, the sweetness, the pleasure of learning Torah. The last idea here, in this idea of Vaharevna, of sweetness, is a comment that's found in the Avudraham, the Sefer HaManig, Rav Yoshua Ibn Yakar, that Vaharevna is a language of a guarantor. In Hebrew, in Arev is a guarantor, right? You go to the bank, you want to take out a loan. If your credit's not so good, they may ask you to have a guarantor, somebody who will back up the fact that they're giving you lots of money and will help pay it back in case you are unable to pay back the money. Like Yehuda was an arev for Binyamin, right? Yehuda went to his father Yaakov and said, let Binyamin go down to Mitzrayim, and if not, you know, it will be on me. I will guarantee Binyamin's safety. Our divrei Torah should be a guarantor. It should protect us, or that our learning of Torah should protect our future generations, as we'll talk about in a moment. As Chazal say, we'll quote this in a moment, that there are three generations of Talmidei Chachamim, then we're guaranteed that Torah will not leave the family. We're asking Hashem, V'harevna, Hashem, Torah should protect us. Torah should protect our families. It should make us secure and keep us on the right path. And that's what we're davening for. Not an issue of sweetness, but an issue of being a guarantor. Okay, fine. So, 1 second, let me just get my sitter for myself. Okay. So, we say V'harevna Hashem Elokeinu es divrei sorasacha befinu v'fi amcha beis Yisrael. Again, the simple meaning being that we ask Hashem that the Torah should be sweet for us, and the sweetness should go to all Klal Yisrael as well. V'hine anachnu v'tzetzeinu v'tzetzei amcha beis Yisrael. Okay, that we and our offspring and the offspring of the rest of your people, of the Jewish people, should connect to Torah. Now, I'm not going to take a show of hands, but you can offer if you want. Does anybody say v'tzetzeinu, v'tzetzei tzetzeinu? Does anybody add in an extra tzetzeinu in their Birchas HaTorah? No? Nobody at all? Okay, fine. So, it's not clear where the Nusach divides over here, but some people in their Birchas HaTorah add in an extra v'tzetzeinu, v'tzetzei tzetzeinu, our descendants, and the descendants of our descendants. So let's talk about what's going on over here. Whenever the Torah speaks about learning Torah, there's always a mention of teaching our children. We do it all the time. V'shinantam levanacha v'dibar tabam. V'limadatam osamas b'neichem l'daber bam. V'yodatam levanacha uv'nei v'necha. Torah and children and families always go together. The Torah is not just for the generation that receives it, but it's the job of that generation to pass on the Torah to the next generation as well. And this creates an eternal chain from Har Sinai to this very day. And therefore, in our tefillos regarding the zechus, the merit of Torah, we always ask Hashem that the Torah continue to our descendants as well. In the end of the Torah, in the end of Sefer Dvarim, we're told, Ki lo sishkach mipi zaro, that it will not leave your family. The Torah will not leave your children. But perhaps most famously is what the Navi Yeshaya says in the end of the Navi. V'ani zos brisi osam amar Hashem. You should remember this from davening. And this is the covenant, says Hashem. Asher alacha, that is ruchi asher alacha, the spirit that is upon you. U'divarei asher santi b'ficha, and the words that I put in your mouth. Lo yamushu mipicha, it will not leave your mouth. U'mipi zarecha, and the mouth of your offspring. U'mipi zera zarecha, and the mouth of your offspring's offspring. Amar Hashem, says Hashem. Me'ata v'ad olam, now and forever. All the time asking that Torah will remain in our families. The Gemara Nedarim says in Pe'alef, v'pnei ma ein motziun tamid chacham l'tzeis tamid chacham mivnei'am. Why do we find sometimes that the children of tamid chachamim do not turn out to be tamid chachamim? Rabbi's sons syndrome sometimes, right? The rabbi is known to know how to learn, but perhaps the children don't go into learning so much. Why do we find that idea? Ravina Amar She'ein Mevarachim B'Torah Tchil, because they did not make a bracha on the Torah first. So what does that mean exactly? The Rabbanim didn't make a Birchas HaTorah? So the Beis Yosef cites the Mari Abu Ha, who says that if the parents are not reciting Birchas HaTorah, then it means that Torah is a subject, and it's not being learnt l'shma, and therefore they will not merit to have descendants involved in Torah. Wow. If you want to make sure that your children, or you want to try your best to make sure that your children, and even though most of the people here on this shir do not have children yet, but if you want to make sure that your children are going to stay with Torah mitzvos, the time to daven for it is here. V'tzetzeinu, v'tzetzei am chabes Yisrael, is where we daven that our children should keep the Torah. Rav Asher Weiss likes to point out that the beginning of the bracha speaks to the middle of the bracha. If we want that our children should learn Torah, then we need to show Simchas HaTorah and Avas HaTorah. The only way Torah will make it to our children is if it is V'harevna to us. If you want to make sure that your children are learning Torah, then it needs to be delicious to you. If your children don't see that Torah is delicious and the most pleasurable thing in the world, then they're not going to be interested. V'harevna, the sweetness of Torah, is connected to the reality of having children who stick with Torah and connect to Limud HaTorah. Let's move on now to the issue of the Nusach here. Tzetzeinu v'tzei tzetzeinu. There is a Gemara in Bava Metzia Pehe. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Parnach, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol shehu tamid chacham uvno tamid chacham, uben beno tamid chacham. If there's a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, and he has a son who's a Torah scholar, and he has a son who's a Torah scholar, Ein Torah posekes mizaro la'olam, Torah will never cease from his descendants. As that pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Mai Amar Hashem, what is Hashem? What does it mean when it says Amar Hashem? that Hashem says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Arev Lecha, that I guarantee the matter, Zeh Mai Me'atzav Yad Olam, that it will be there from now and forever, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Mikan Ve'elach, Torah Mechazeres, Alachsanya Shalah. Once you have three generations of people learning Torah, that the Torah will return to its achsanya, its lodging. The Torah will always come back to its home. Once there are three generations, a grandfather, a father, and a son, involved in serious limud Torah, the Torah knows it has a home in that family. And even if something happens later on, the Torah will always be guaranteed to come back to that family. Based on this Gemara, the Bach says that the Nusach should be V'tzetzeinu, our descendants, V'tzetzei tzetzeinu, and the descendants of our descendants, Am Chabesis, the descendants of Klal Yisrael. So that all three generations are included. However, the girsa of V'tzetzei tzetzeinu is found in some old nuschos. In fact, the Tuv Elam, the Avudraham, brings such a girsa. Others note that the Pasuk in Yeshayahu mentions Zera Zarecha, the descendants of descendants, and that seems to be an extra, since Zera means all future generations. Rabbi Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, "V'samtis Zarecha Kafaras, I'll make your descendants like the sand and the dirt of the land." So we see Zarecha means for all time. So we see that there's room to be more explicit. Descendants and descendants of descendants. Again, we're gunning for the three generations, so we want to be as explicit as possible. The Yad Shaul in Yoredei and Simon Reish Samachay cites the Zohar that says that in Tefillah we always want to explain and be as clear as possible. The Moru Katsir of Yaakov Emden supports the Bach and explains Tzetzav, descendants can be understood as grandchildren or as children alone. Descendants could be all different types of things, and therefore it's better to be more explicit and to say Tzetzeinu, V'tzetzei tzetzeinu, our descendants and their descendants as well. However, for those of us who don't have this girsa, we follow the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that the word v'tzetzeinu includes grandchildren. The Targum and Eov in Perachav Aleph says as much, and therefore there's no need to expand further than that and to change the Nusach. Tosos and Shabbos, Kuflam and Zayin says the same thing, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe in Likutei Sichos, given Parshas Va'era Tufshin Memdal, that's 1984, says that if you write Tzetzeinu, that means all descendants. But if you're too specific and you say Tzetzei Tzetzeinu, the descendants of descendants, then it's limiting children and grandchildren. Don't we want Torah to go on for all time in our family? Don't limit it to grandchildren. Great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, go on and go forth as far as possible. Okay, then we say Kulaniu de Shemecha, Velom de Sarasecha, and we'll leave out the word Lishma because there's a bit of controversy there as well. But we should all know your name and learn your Torah. What does it mean to be Yodei Shemecha? What does it have to do with Birchas Hashem, to know Hashem's name? So the Olas Tamid explains that we find many places in Tzach where Tzedek and Mishpat and the knowledge of Torah is connected to Yediyas Hashem. The knowledge of Torah is connected to the knowledge of Hashem. It says so in Yirmiyahu and Perek Tes, that the learning of Torah is knowing Hashem and His wisdom. Writes the Tanya, writes the first Rebbe of Chabad, in Lekutei Amarim and Perakei, B'nei halacha zu hi chachmaso v'ritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The learning of halacha is learning the wisdom and the will of Hashem. Sha'ala b'ritzono, that it arose in His will, she'kishit'on ru'uvein kach v'kach. Derech Mashal. For example, Reuven claims that this should be like this, right? B'Shimon kach v'kach, and Shimon says, no, I should get the money. So, yeah, hefsek ben hapsak b'neim kach v'kach. And the verdict between them should be like this and this. All learning halachos and all different types of areas of halach, all these things is learning the Ratzon Hashem. Harei k'sha'adam yodeh u'masik b'sichlo. When a person knows and comprehends psak zeh, a psak halacha, Kahalacha harucha b'mishnah, a halacha that's in a mishnah or a gemara or the poskim, hareze masig v'tofes umakav b'sichlo, he is comprehending and grasping ritzono v'chachmaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the will and the wisdom of Hashem. When you're learning halacha l'maisa, you are learning the ratzon Hashem. Deleis machshava tefisa bei v'lo b'ritzono v'chachmaso. And a person can never really understand or grasp the ratzon Hashem without learning halacha. V'yichud nifla. And this is a most wonderful unity that we are creating when we learn halacha. Shein yichud kamo, there is nothing like it. V'lo ka'orcho, or that measures up to it, nimsa klal b'gashmis in the physical world, yos la'chadim yuchadim mamish mikol tzan upana, that a person is able to become one with Hashem in every single direction. V'zos maila yiseir gadolav in eflal ein kates, it is a tremendously and infinite great level. Asher b'mitzvus yediyas haTorah, to know the Torah, v'sagasa al kol mitzvus masios, and to comprehend the Torah and all of its mitzvos. Says the Baal HaTanya, when you learn the Torah, you are learning Hashem. Yodei Shemecha. You are becoming one in knowing who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to the best of our abilities. Now the Arabah hints the idea, the famous idea of the Ramban, that the Torah is Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is in fact the names of Hashem, and therefore that's what we mean when we say Kulanu Yodei Shemecha. When we learn Torah, we are learning what it is to understand the essence of Hashem and the will of Hashem, and to know all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say V'lomde Sorasecha L'shma. Now, our Gemara has the nusach of V'lomde Sorasecha, without the words L'shma. The Rif has the version which says V'lomde Sorasecha L'shma. We should learn Torah L'shma, for its own sake. The Avudraham says that the Kavan is that we should learn Torah not for kavod, not for a position anywhere, but to learn Torah for the sake of enjoying Torah. The Taz says that even if you don't say Lishma, you can sell this Kavana when you say Varevna, because we want the Torah to be sweet. What else are we asking the Torah to be sweet for? Obviously to enjoy it, and for no other reason. Perhaps we can connect the idea of Lishma with the idea of Yodei Shemecha, that the learning of Torah should be to connect to Hashem, as the Baal HaTanya said. Now, there's a Perish on the Siddur of the Gra, called the Siach Yitzchak. And the Siach Yitzchak, in the Siddur Ishei Yisrael, which is considered to be the Siddur of all the Minhagim and the opinions of the Vilna Gaon, asks that it should be Lom Dei Sorasecha and then Yodei Shemecha, right? Wouldn't you have written the bracha, Kulanu Lom Dei Sorasecha, we should learn the Torah, and then Yodei Shemecha, right? We'll learn the Torah, and then know about the essence of Hashem. That's how I would have written the bracha. Learn Torah first, and then be Yodei Shemecha, and then know what Hashem is all about. Why do we say we're going to know what Hashem is all about, and then we're going to learn Torah? It seems to be out of order. So he cites the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, and the Vilna Gaon says that we think that first we should learn Pshat, and then Sod, right? You learn the simple understanding, and then the deeper understanding of the matter. However, says the Vilna Gaon, the reality is that when we learn the deeper matter of something, the inner essence of something, the pnimius, what something is really about, really get inside and understand something very well, only later will we understand what the true pshat was. Right? You learn a pasuk in Chumash, what you think is a very simple pasuk. I don't know. You learn this week's parsha Chukas Balak, and you see a pasuk about Bilam being chosen. Okay, yeah, Bilam was chosen to be, you know, the Navi for against the Jewish people. But then you learn it deeper. You ask a question you didn't understand before, and you learn a Rashi, and you compare it with a Ramban, and you see another commentary, and you ask another question. And all of a sudden, after 45 minutes, an hour, you come out with a much deeper understanding of the Torah and what the Ratzon Hashem is. And all of a sudden, what does that become? That's just not like a nice idea. That becomes pshat in the pasuk. Now I can go back in and read that pasuk. I can go back and understand that halacha. Now that I really understand it more deeply, and really that's what it's all about. And therefore, you only really get to be lom dei sorasecha. You only really understand the learning of Torah after you really get into the essence. You get closer to what Hashem wants us to understand in the Torah. And therefore it says, yodei shemecha. After you really get into the kishkas, get inside the heart of the matter, then that's really called limud haTorah. And then it's lom dei sorasecha. Lishma, not lishma, depending on the nusach that you have. Let's conclude now with the words of the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem. We've explained those words many, many times already. Baruch atah Hashem. Hamalame Torah le'amo Yisrael. Who teaches Torah to his people, Kla Yisrael. The Rishonim bring different nuschos. Now that's the nusach that we have. Some say the bracha should end Baruch atah Hashem, Lamdini Chukecha, like it says in Tehillim Kuf Yudes, but Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos et al. Reject this because that's a language of Bakasha, you're requesting something. We're not requesting anything from Hashem. We are praising Hashem. And this is supposed to be a Birchas HaShevach. There's also a comment in the Yerushalmi that says we don't turn psukim into a bracha, and that's a pasuk. We don't turn a pasuk into a bracha. The Rush says it should be Baruchat Hashem, no Sein HaTorah, which is not what we have over here. Our Gemara, the Rambam, the Rif, have Hamalame Torah Lema Yisrael, as we find in our Siddurim. The idea is that Hashem taught Torah to the Jewish people, and we understand it, and then it becomes sweet to us, right? It all connects together. Hashem gives the Torah to the Jewish people, then we understand the Torah, and it becomes sweet. No, working backwards. The bracha is in the present tense, right? Not who taught Torah, who is limeid Torah to Klal Yisrael, hamalamed, who is teaching at this very moment Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Gimel says that the Shechina rests in order to teach a Jew Torah. With this meeting of the Shechina, we're able to understand and make Torah part of our neshama. Right? The Mishnah says, Rabbi Chalafta ish Kfar Chananya Omer. Rabbi Chalafta from Kfar Chananya says, Asara shayu yoshim v'oskim b'Torah, 10 people learn Torah, the Shechina is with them. And it quotes a pasuk. How do we know even Chamisha? And it quotes a pasuk. Minayin shafilu shlosha, 3 people learning Torah, the Shechina is there. And it quotes a pasuk. Minayin afilu shnaim, 2 people learn Torah, their Shechina rests with them. And it quotes a pasuk. And then finally, Minayin afilu echad, B'chol makam asher aska shmi, wherever you mention my name, wherever you learn Torah, avoy lach b'chasicha, I'll come to you and I will bless you. So we see that at every moment when we're learning, whether we're learning separately, disparately over Zoom, whether we're learning with ourselves, whether we're together in a room learning together, the Shechina is with us, and Hashem is involved in this coming together, this shir, this learning of Torah, and Hashem is constantly teaching us Torah. Hamalamed, who's teaching us Torah, right now, this very moment, together with the rest of Klal Yisrael.